All right, our first speaker this evening is Maya Gold. Maya is a political science major from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
As we gather at the end of our undergraduate careers, at the end of celebrating our undergraduate careers, let's take a moment to go back to the beginning. I would like you to imagine yourself as you were the first time you entered Lewis and Clark College. Or rather, for the sake of expediency, I introduce to you the Hollywood version of yourself as you were the first time you entered Lewis and Clark College. A single camera pans down, flitting bird-like through the trees and grand masonry of our fine institution. You step onto this hallowed ground of education gingerly, like a timid deer, eyes as wide as said deer in the headlights. Then you stop. You soak in the view. The camera rises, following the sweep of your tiny arms as you throw them aloft in jubilance and elation. You raise your sparkling eyes to the sky and drink in the knowledge that this is the place where you will be spending the next 4 years of your life. So that's you, copyright pending. Me, I was staring at the ground. Not because I was that much of a timid deer freshman, though, yes, in many ways I was that much of a timid deer freshman, but because I'm originally from New Mexico, a land of cacti, pinyon trees, and beige, and I had just discovered something magical. There was moss growing in the cracks of the sidewalk. The sidewalk, a simple, unobtrusive place for a simple, unobtrusive plant. It was a place where no human would have ever actually planted the moss, which meant a simple, wonderful thing. In Portland, a land of moderate weather and misty rain, plants had the liberty to grow wherever and however they darn well pleased. This is the part, if you were wondering, where I talk about how the wee seedlings of our freshman selves took root in the fertile soil of Lewis and Clark's Rose Garden, growing into the beautiful flowers we see gathered here today. However, while you are all indubitably beautiful flowers, this is a liberal arts college. We are products of a liberal arts education. And so I say, down with the cliche. Each one of us is so much more than a single plant. Each one of us is so much more than a single blossom. Anais Nin says that we are layers, cells, constellations. Buddha and Descartes would argue that we are what we think. And what I think is that each one of us is a plot of dirt. Yeah, a plot of dirt. Brown, a little mushy, X feet by Y feet, organic, if you will. Some worms? Probably. I did say organic. Bear with me here. We are so much more than a single blossom because, to abuse Walt Whitman a little, we are large. We contain multitudes. We are the summation of thousands of hours of ideas, late-night discussions, break-of-dawn essay writing, classroom debates, barstool debates, kitchen counter debates, shower epiphanies. Each one of us came to this institution with a mind ready to grab 1,000 ideas and sprout each and every one of them to combine foreign seeds with native soil and watch what developed with an amazed, astonished eye. Of course, there was growth and change and progress, surrounded by glowing individuals from across the world, taught by caring and intelligent professors, given all of the opportunities imaginable. How could there be anything else? Each one of us is no blossom. Each one of us is a multitude of growth, a tangled, intricate web of green. And yes, sometimes vines had to be sheared and roots had to be pulled. Sometimes learning is an act of what not as much as it is an act of what to. Sometimes we clipped the wrong edge and wound up staring at a Bio 200 test wondering how on earth we couldn't remember which ions are in a cell's electrochemical gradient, but could remember, in fact, could only remember, all of the words to somebody that I used to know. Irony is a cruel mistress at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. So we learned to learn. We learned to unlearn. We learned which plants did best on the southern side of our plot, which ones probably needed a little more of that western sunshine, and which ones were better off in another patch of land entirely. We learned a new sense of aesthetic. We even learned to appreciate orange, a little. We learned that with the inspiration of a quantifiably beautiful surrounding, thanks to Princeton Review, that we had the potential and did create a plot of land worth living in. Many of us probably added Buddhist prayer flags. If we were to continue with our original metaphor, eventually the world of the garden would meet the world of economics, and diminishing marginal utility would occur. Basically, if you put too many plants in a plot, they steal each other's sunlight, nutrients, water. If you have too many gardens side by side, you appreciate each one a little bit less until you take the natural beauty for granted. That's not the case here. If there's anything that Lewis and Clark has convinced me of during my 4 years, it's that passion and education are not exhaustible resources. Instead, they multiply and enhance each other. Passion in one person inspires another, propelling them forward. It drives them to create, to seize opportunities they never would have thought possible, to do things they never would have dared otherwise. Academics combines with outside knowledge to produce thoughts that are new and beautiful in their own right. Education received in the classroom from the professor can be taught by the student. Education received in the classroom from the student can be taught by the professor. People do not only nourish you and help you grow, but we do so in a self-sustaining way. And just as we were inspired and educated, so do we inspire and educate. We are not a college of students that bitterly fight to be the top of the curve in each class. We are not a college of students that thinks our self-worth derives from who is valedictorian. We're not a college that has a valedictorian. That's because we understand that education is not a zero-sum game. We embrace education as a lifestyle. We are vast. We contain multitudes. We are the continuation of the education behind us, the hope of education to follow, the promise of the lives we will influence and change. In that, we are no humble plot of land, no X feet by Y feet. Instead, we are infinite. We have a unique opportunity. We who are the result of so much effort and time, thought and money, we can create, inspire, educate. We will be policymakers, boardroom leaders, game changers. However, it is also easy to use our talents and resources for other things entirely. We have learned over the years that the world is not black and white. There are many hues of gray, and some of them are darker than others. We will be policymakers, boardroom leaders, game changers, and that prestige comes with many strings attached. It is easy now, with the world and all its opportunities before us, with our ethics and academic knowledge fresh in our minds, to be complacent and comfortable with the idea that since we can do good, we will do good. Of course, that is not the truth. We must depart from this day secure in ourselves and our passions, but also highly aware that we will be tested. We will be tried. We will be pushed to the limits of our once sacred ethical boundaries. Courage and passion are easy things to hold dear when ensconced in the comfort of Palatine Hill. They are far, far harder to remember when confronted with the bleak realities of the society that we now enter. However, since we can do good, we must do good. Because if my liberal arts education has taught me anything, it's that this world does not lack its fair share of problems. But if my liberal arts education has taught me anything, it's that these problems will be fixed by people like us. People who are ignited by passion. People who inspire through their actions, who enable change by virtue of their being. People who know the risks, know what is at stake, and do the right thing regardless. So when you leave this campus today, walk tall, walk proud, but walk with the knowledge that there is living moss beneath your feet.